From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hello there.
So last night on The Tonight Show, this Hot Ones challenge.
Okay.
Jimmy Fallon had Selena Gomez on, and they did it. They did four wings. I think the guy that
Only four?
Yeah, well, it's a bit.
True.
Both of them absolutely lost it towards the end. It's like they just couldn't, they couldn't take anymore. Later in the show, Jimmy stopped by Selena's dressing room, and she puked.
Hot was the stuff they
apparently
did?
Apparently pretty hot. The last one, they call the last one the last dab, I think, in this. And the guy that, hosts this YouTube, we were talking about this. This is the Halle Berry thing.
Yes.
Where she did 12 hot chicken wings, and they get progressively hotter. The last dab is where you put a little more of the sauce on that last wing before you take a...
Wonder if it was the ghost peppers.
Yeah, you know it. Scoville meters and the whole bit, so... Oh, yeah, Selena lost it in her dressing room last night on The Tonight Show. So
just, she's Hispanic.
You know, right?
Yeah.
She should be able to handle the hot stuff. The, how racist of that is no, that of us
no,
to
because
say?
I work with the Latinas.
Yeah.
Anytime we have spicy food, they'll say, suck it up.
Suck it up, right? Suck it, suck it up.
And we have one Latina who doesn't really care for spicy food.
Yeah.
They make fun of her.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
It's hilarious.
All right, it's time for today's news. What's going on?
So, Mr. Van Camp.
Yes.
I know that you are an ardent follower of all things Kardashian.
Oh, sure I am.
So, why has no one made a big deal of how hypocritical Khloe was when she started dating Tristan Thompson while he was with another woman?
Oh, really?
Who was carrying his baby at the time?
What?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
H-Y-P-O-C-R-I-T-E. Hypocrite.
O-M-G.
Khloe took to Insta yesterday explain herself.
Sure, of course. Mm-hmm.
In a lengthy Instagram story.
No, you're not going to read the whole thing, are you?
Which we will condense to a couple of sentences.
Oh, good. Okay, all right.
Khloe says she was told that Tristan was single at the time. And after even checking with his, quote, most inner circle at the time, she was convinced that he was single.
Well, they were just covering for his ass. I mean, come on.
Yeah, those are his friends.
Yeah, right. His most inner circle.
They're not going to.
I don't trust anybody's most inner circle. Those not even my own.
Those are the ones you should not trust.
I don't have a circle.
You have me.
I don't trust you.
Now, as a brief recap, you might recall Tristan allegedly cheated on Khloe a few times.
Well, yeah.
A few times or dozens. And also while she was pregnant with his
allegedly.
Child.
Okay.
Here's video.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. So not allegedly. Okay.
And it wasn't a body double. So maybe history repeats. Yeah.
So here's my take on all of this. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Hey.
That should have been a little bit of a, you know. I wonder if the trigger for him is... the impregnating of a woman. My work's done here. On to the next.
Spreading his seed.
On to the next. I don't have a circle. I just don't have a circle. I wished I had a circle.
Maybe she thought that she was immune because she's a Kardashian.
Well, that goes without saying to any of those,
doesn't it? Who would
it?
Cheat on her, right?
Right. Who would? Who would?
All right, let's move on to more crab news. This Bieber Tom Cruise thing has exploded on the internet.
Is this all we got to talk about is Bieber and Tom Cruise?
I find it funny. It makes me chuckle.
It makes you chuckle. Okay.
I guffaw inwardly.
So what's the latest now?
The challenge that has emerged is the challenge of celebrity 31 years older than you are, which is the age difference between Justin and Tom.
God.
Actually. So if you subtract 31 from the year you were born, you get the year that you're looking for.
And the celebrities, huh?
Google celebrities born in that year.
Ooh, hang on a second. Let me see here.
And then you'll get
celebs born
a list of celebs that you too can challenge to a fight.
1938. Let's see here. Well, for me, most of them are dead. So it would not be fair 64. For me to challenge these guys to a duel. But how about here? Marion Ross is still alive. I could challenge her to
a
duel.
Challenge Marion
Ross. Mrs. C, Mrs. Cunningham. Come on, we're gonna fight it out, Marion. And Bert Bacharach is still alive. Bert's still alive. I think I can take Bert.
There you go,
Bert
back, and you can, sing while he does it.
Yeah.
So 31 from 64 is 33.
All right, your year. There's a bunch of folks in your year.
Okay.
Let's see here. Willie Nelson.
Well, there's more people still alive.
Willie Nelson. You could fight him while he's stoned and probably whip him.
I can take Willie Nelson.
How about Carol Burnett?
I would never touch Carol Burnett.
How about Larry King? You could take Larry King.
I can take Larry King.
How about Big Bird? Carol Spinney,
oh,
the guy who plays
no.
Big Bird. And the first Catwoman, Julie Newmar.
I don't know. She can probably whip my ass.
You will not win against Yoko Ono. Yoko Ono would
be
your chance.
Oh, God, I'd run.
There you go. Rest my case.
Screaming like a little girl.
OMG. Can you believe it? Oh, man.
So is that
I'm
what
still thinking Mrs. C. I don't know. I think she could kick my butt.
Not if she brings a rolling pin.
I know. She could kick my butt.
Yeah, probably.
She would. She would kick my butt. So that's the challenge. Okay.
That's okay. I'm going to take Larry King and... Oh, who was the other one?
Yoko Ono?
No.
Big Bird?
No.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson, that's it.
You can do Willie Nelson.
I can take Willie Nelson. Yeah, if he brings a pot of brownies into the ring, I don't know
he's
what's going to happen.
He's bringing brownies. He's bringing brownies. Come on. Here, hon. Yeah. Hey, try these. I just baked them today. They're nice and warm.
And it's not that I because I'm not a consumer of the product.
No, we don't want to fight. The challenge is who can eat the most brownies. Here you go, hon.
He's going to bring his guitar and some brownies. And pretty soon we'll be sitting in
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be DJs.
We'll be sitting in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
And I'll probably start singing Kumbaya.
How do you get your hair that long, Willie? And how can you get it to braid like that? Well, you know what, hon? I haven't unbraided it for about 50 years.
Right.
It's been just growing like this. It's how it goes. I think it's been 50 years. Have another brownie. Did we mention Halle Berry at the head of the show? We don't have to mention her
you
now.
You want to take Halle Berry?
No. I'm not. Oh, hell no. She'd kick my ass. What are you talking about?
She would.
She would. I seen her working out with that trainer of hers.
She would.
Lifting big old tractor tires and flipping them all over the place.
Yeah, she would rip you to shreds.
No. I can't even lift a Vespa tire anymore. It's pretty bad. All right, we're out of here. challenge amongst yourselves. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.